Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia of Obstetric Screening and Endoscopy report on Christine Fuentes. Date of birth is 9/4/1959. Date of procedure July 9, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Volterdio. Referring physician is Dr. Yashira Gonzalez. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies, cold snare polypectomy, cold biopsy polypectomy. As well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, cold snare polypectomy. And HemoClip deployment times 2. Indication is metapogastric abdominal pain, family history of gastric cancer, Cologuard positive. Description of procedure. Informed consent is obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, incision, malignancy. We're all explained to patient, patient, brought to endoscopy, so we place in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, with monitor anesthesia care. A well-lubricated lymphocytic gastric globe was introduced into esophagus, commands in direct vision to the second portion of the bladder. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, the retroflex was obtained, the cardiac air was extracted from the stomach before withdrawal scope. Patient was in turn around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was performed, a well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, lysical valve, complement to the full tube. Careful examination made of the cecum, lysical valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum period, determined when was intubated, value of the retroflex was obtained of the rectum, blast, and bowel prep, period of 6, 2-2-2, fair prep. Fair to suboptimal prep, particularly on the right side. The patient side procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line. The Z-line was regular at 35 centimeters from the bite block. Next line. There was evidence of multiple gastric body polyps, 10 of which were between 8 to 10 millimeters and were with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Comma biopsies are obtained in the antrum body for histology and throughout H. pylori. Next line. There was a diminutive gastric body, duodenal bulb polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was approximately 8 millimeter duodenal bulb nodule that was cold biopsied for histology and further evaluation. Next line. There were two prominences adjacent to each other noted in D2. Comma biopsies are obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next line. The duodenum otherwise appeared unremarkable to D2, and biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, terminal ileum, comma last 5 centimeters was unremarkable. Next line. There were bus bell prep scores greater than 6, comma 2-2-2, comma fair to suboptimal prep. Particularly on the right side. Next line, there were three rectal sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 8 millimeters removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a rectal sigmoid 10 millimeter sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were four ascending colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 15 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy that were sessile. Next line, there were three diminutive cecal sessile polyps remove a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was a approximately 6 millimeter appendiceal orifice sessile polyp. Remove a cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were 4 total hepatic flexures, SL polyps. One was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. The other 3 were 8 to 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. One site was hemoclip times 2 with good hemostasis achieved. Next line. There were 2 diminutive sigmoid colon SL polyps from a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. Grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexion. They were non-bleeding and small. Next line, planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, pending polyp pathology will likely need repeat endoscopy in 1 year. Pending polyp pathology and prominence slash nodule path will likely need repeat EGD in 1 year. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months due to the number of polyps as well as the fair to suboptimal prep. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line. Thank you.